Ka tiri tiri o te moana and Aoraki. There are different accounts as to how Aoraki and the surrounding landforms came to be. One account is known as the Arai Te Uru tradition and speaks of a great waka, the Arai Te Uru, travelling to Aotearoa. As this waka travelled down the coast of Te Waipounamu, the South Island, it began to be troubled by the waves, eventually capsizing in the rough seas near Matakaia, Shag Point, on the North Otago coastline. Many of the passengers went to shore to explore the island. One of the passengers, Kirikiri Kātata, walked inland to explore with his grandson Aoraki sitting upon his shoulders. An instruction was given that all of the passengers must return to where the waka lay by sunrise, lest they be turned to stone. However, many of the passengers, including Kirikiri Kātata and Aoraki, did not return to the waka in time, instead turning into many of the mountains and geological features of central Te Waipounamu.